You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is March 8th, 2024, and I am MP Holmes. The Chief of the Waterloo Region Paramedic Services, John Riches, presented the preliminary Paramedic Services Annual Report to Regional Council on Tuesday, March 5th. Chief Riches reported on response statistics, offload delay mitigation, and changes to the categorization of system alerts and patient acuity. Although call volumes requesting paramedic help increased only by 1% in 2023, in 2022, call volumes had increased by 11% over the previous year, and the paramedic service is still adjusting to these high call volumes. While the paramedics met response time targets, there are still challenges to overcome. Chief Riches explains how calls are categorized within the Canadian Triage and Acuity Scale.
As a reminder, we use the Canadian Triage and Acuity Scale to determine the acuity of a patient. This is used across the entire province and, in fact, the country. And what that allows us to do is certain patients meet certain CTAS levels. So as a reminder, CTAS 1 is your highest acuity patient requiring immediate resuscitation, and CTAS 5 are patients that are low acuity in nature, could wait for healthcare if they had to, situations like that.
For calls relating to sudden cardiac arrest, the Ontario Ministry of Health sets a target that 50% of the time, paramedics must arrive on scene, or someone must arrive on scene with a defibrillator, in 6 minutes or less. Waterloo Region's paramedic services in 2023 responded to these sudden cardiac arrest calls within 5 minutes and 45 seconds, 72% of the time.
But under sudden cardiac arrest, it is always 6 minutes. That is mandated by legislation that may be our response time target. For CTAS 1, it is also mandated at 8 minutes. So that's why you see the Region of Waterloo and other services targets being the same. For CTAS 2 through 5, that is up to the service to decide how quickly they want to get to calls and what percent of the time they want to get there in that time.
The first category, CTAS 1, is the most serious call, with patients requiring immediate resuscitation. The paramedics' time target was to respond to these calls within 8 minutes or less, 70% of the time. And in 2023, Waterloo Region's paramedics responded to these calls within 8 minutes or less, 74% of the time. The time target for the second most serious category, CTAS 2, was to respond in 10 minutes or less, 80% of the time, and Waterloo paramedics in 2023 responded within 10 minutes or less, 81% of the time. As you might expect, in the less urgent calls, time targets increased, and as in the more serious categories, paramedics exceeded the response time targets. After Councillor Shandy Sands asked for a response time report for each municipality, Chief Riches explained response times are not critical for less serious cases.
But it is important to note that response times, in terms of how they impact patient outcomes, really only matters on our highest acuity patients. And so those are your CTAS 1 patients, your CTAS 2 patients. And so what we need to shift towards, and my team and I are working on, is shifting our deployment to save our resources for the highest acuity patients where the response times matter the most. And that might mean patients are waiting at home longer for us when they're lower acuity. But we think that that is a safe way to deliver the service to the community, and it mitigates risk as best as possible. So I know for many, many years, this council and many other municipal councils across the province have really focused on response times. But as we are modernizing our service, response times really becomes most important in terms of patient outcome for that for the highest acuity patients, which are luckily for us not the they're not the highest proportion of the patients that we serve. The highest proportion of the patients that we serve are mid to low acuity patients.
Response times can vary according to population, road density, system capacity, and road conditions. Drive times are also longer in rural areas. But response times can also be impacted by what are called offload delays, which happens when paramedics have to wait in an emergency room for a patient to be transferred to the care of a hospital, which the paramedic is legally obliged to do. But this can tie up a paramedic, especially if the emergency room is busy, and prevent the paramedic from getting back out and responding to calls. Here, Chief Riches explains how offload delays not only impact response times, but also costs.
So we lost 625 ambulance days lost last year in 2023 to offload delays, and that's the equivalent of losing 3.5 12-hour ambulances per day every day. So that's really significant. And I think Councillor Art McCabe, I believe, asked me via an email, what is the cost of that in terms of our budget? And it is fairly significant if you look at what it costs us to staff and equip an ambulance. And if we lose that ambulance every day to being in the hospitals, there is significant cost of that.
The paramedic service has secured dedicated offloading nurses in the hospitals and have altered their approach to callouts by obtaining specific funding and expanding patient care models.
The other big thing that really is working related to offload delays is the designated offload nurse funding. If you'll remember, in previous years, this region received around $540,000 a year to be from the province to be split across all three hospitals. At this time, for this current fiscal year that ends in a few days, we received $1.654 million for designated offload nurse funding. The other thing that we're doing is expanding patient care model standards such as the treat and release, sometimes called treat and discharge, treat and refer and alternative destination programs. The idea behind those programs, once approved by the province, is of course that we don't have to transport every patient we respond to in a 911 environment to the hospital. And if that's the case, we will get time back in the system for us, and the hospitals will also see some pressure relief for them.
Councillor Rob Deutschman asked for clarification regarding the offloading nursing problem, and he asked what happens when paramedics bring patients to a hospital. Chief Riches responded.
We get 100% funding from the province, so there's no hit on the tax levy for this. And what it does is it allows currently each of our hospitals to staff a position, a nurse position within the ER on a 24 hours a day basis, 7 days a week throughout the entire year, assuming they have staff. And each one of those positions, so there's one in each hospital, can take up to four patients that would be on a paramedic offload delay at a time. And the intent is essentially, and the way the hospitals and I have discussed this, is we're the client, we're paying for the service, that nurse works for our paramedic service patients. And that's how the hospitals have adopted it as well. There are challenges with it, however, Councillor Deutschman, if I may, and that is that once that nurse takes on four patients, if we have a bunch of ambulances that show up, they end up on offload delay.
Yeah.
And so all the hospitals, I'm happy to report, are committing to patient flow improvement processes within their facilities to try and get us quickly as cleared as possible.
Councillor Chantal Hunick asked if it is possible to designate a paramedic as an offload delay nurse at the hospital location rather than traveling with individual patients.
And I will say that the funding from the province allows the hospital to use, they don't only have to use an RN for this position. They could use an RPN, they could use a physician assistant, and they could use a paramedic if they elected to hire those professions for the role. We have suggested this to all three hospitals, and it's up to the hospitals to determine how that works within their labor relations environment, but they don't have to only be an RN. I would say that one of the things we want the hospitals to do is the funding that the province gave us last year and hopefully will give us this year is really significant. And what we want to do is give the hospitals the freedom to use that funding to target those times of day when offload delays are the most significant for paramedic mm-hmm. services. Although right now the funding is one nurse, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the funding agreement allows them to adjust that. So if a hospital wanted to go to two nurses 12 hours a day, 7 days a week at the same time, because that's right. during peak call volume and peak offload delay time, they yeah. could do that. The challenge I would say our hospitals are having, even if we got double or triple the funding to bring on more nurses, is it's important to point out that there are staffing issues at the hospital in terms of the number of nurses available to them. So we don't want to give them funding that they can't spend because they can't find the nurses to begin with.
For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.